We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Yeah. Happy Tuesday. We're going to have like a bunch of old people named like Mackenzie and Brad, I realized this morning.
Who?
Like we are, because like I heard a commercial with someone named Mackenzie, and that's a fine name now. But like, can an old lady be Mackenzie?
Huh.
Or like an old Kevin?
I guess that's going to have to be.
I mean, yeah.
I think a lot of old guys get nicknames when they get older.
Like Bud and Chip.
Yeah. Like, hey, what's your... So it's like, oh, did you hear about Bud? He died. And you read the obituary. It's like, Kevin,
yeah,
Bud Walters does.
What?
And you're like, wait, what? Where in the hell did you get Bud from, Kev? But I get it.
You're Stretch. Cody Stretch Lisi.
Yeah. Long dancers like Lisi. I like that.
No, there's just going to be a lot of like... But like, was like Mabel and Ruth the Mackenzie of then?
Maybe. I mean, think about me. Is there a 70-year-old Cody's walking around?
No. Or a Josh.
Right? All names.
All names.
We all die before they get too old and weird.
Not like a Robert's good. Like, yeah. If you're a Robert, you're set. James, you could be Jim. You could be an old Jim.
Like I said, like a Walter.
Walter's a good one.
Something with an M.
Like, I'm looking at the Twitch chat
Marvin,
right now.
Marvin.
Chris. Could you be an old Chris? Christopher?
I think at that point, do you transition to whatever the hell your last name is? Like, hey there, Mr. What are they? Hall? Are they Hall?
Yeah, say Mr. Hall.
How you doing, Mr. Hall?
Mr. Hall, thank you.
Hello, Mrs. Flint.
Veronica? Like, Veronica? Veronica! No, but that Veronica's a name you can roll with as an old person.
Lottie, right? We're going to call you Lottie.
Yeah, but an old Jeremy or an old Justin?
Who the hell's Justin?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess. I never really thought about it. Carl. There we go. That's an old
Carl's
one.
Carl's a good one. You can get old with Carl.
Ed.
Ed's a great old man name. Ed's a great name. Ed is probably one of the best names. It's really underrated. It's a top name.
The top name. He ain't awake this early.
No, all right. I don't know. I heard a commercial with Mackenzie, and I go, "How's that going to age?"
Well, you gotta think of, yeah, they will be normal because think of all the names of that are like tough guys that are older that. You'd be like, wait, what'd you just say your name was?
Mm-hmm. It's Francis.
It's Lindsay.
Right? Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Lindsay, Francis. Damn it. There was another one I had immediately. But Lindsay's a really good one.
Yeah, right.
Because that was one
Tracy.
I saw on TV.
Tracy was an old man's name.
Like, did you say your name was Lindsay? Stacy.
Stacy's a good old, like, that's an old man's name.
Yeah, all like right. real old 1920s style.
Ooh, Harold's a great name. You can age into Harold pretty good.
Yeah.
You can be Harry. You can be Hank, right?
Hank maybe. That might be the old man name right there. Hank.
Like, that's the best name.
Head on out to the back. Hank's out in the yard.
Oh.
Ooh, Gilbert. Yeah, I like Gilbert.
Ooh, Gilbert's a good age name. Why? What's your names? What do you do for fun?
Hey, what's your all your names?
Jack.
Jack's
got, that's going to age well. Mike, is Mike or Michael going to age well? And go back, Mike.
You know what? That's a now name that you're going to see get older.
Mike?
Old Mikes. Right now, they're all the older Mikes you see are all the late 50s dads that still get hammered up in the dome who have like mid to late 20-year-old daughters.
Yeah.
That guy is Mike.
Yep. Mike, you're crazy, man.
Every one of those guys are Mike, and they're going to be old, and they will be Mike.
Oh, Ernie's got that's a great name.
Yeah.
Frank is going to age great.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
Greg, Greg will be a good old man name.
Greg's a now one, I think. You didn't really see a lot of Gregs. You know what I mean?
No, you didn't. But I think we'll see a big group. Yeah. Tom will age well. I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you don't... Mitchell? You don't like Mitchell? I like Mitchell.
Mitchell's a good one.
You go by Mitch? I'd go by either.
Margaret? Margaret's a good one, but you can be like... When you're young, you're Maggie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say my son's name, but we did that with my son's name. He has two.
Yeah.
He has a young version of his name and an old version of his name.
I like that.
My 92-year-old grandpa's Hank. Oh, and there you go. Jack. Hank and Jack are a couple of great old names.
Yeah. Jack, if I ever had a kid, like a boy, I would definitely name it Jack. I like the name Jack.
Ooh, good one. Tommy, but I can then transition into Tom or Thomas. There nice one, dude.
Or Hambone.
Hambone. Clyde and Earl. Go. Those are great old man names.
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. I think that's what started this.
What?
Is that Josh is wondering in like 50 years, you're going to be like, hey, what'd you do with your baseball? I hit it into old man Jaden's yard. I'm not going to be able to get it back.
Right. Like, it all started with the name Mackenzie. I just heard it coming into the studio.
Did you hit it into the ladies' yard over there? You mean old lady Megan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Huh. It's really bothering me now that I can't come up with any old man names.
I'm a Greg, and it sucked as a kid. It's gotten better with age. Why would Greg suck as a kid's name, though?
Gregory?
Chase. You know what, though? I think Chase could be a good old man's name.
Yeah.
Right now, it sounds young.
Yeah, and then when it gets older, it'll be good.
Brandon, that's a young guy's name right now, but that'll be an old man name.
I think Chase is going to be, like, he's going to have to be rich. He's going to be a rich old man.
Oh, you think?
Like, I don't see an in the slums old man named
Chase.
Chase. Yeah, I'm down on my luck. My name's Chase. No, Chase is like, come on over for my holiday party in my big old house. You know what I mean?
I don't think Chad's going to age well, guys. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless you made it like Chadathy or something.
So Chad?
Chad, Chaddington.
Yeah.
Chadathy.
Yeah. Stacy.
Percival.
Percival.
Percival, right. You're born 65 years old. You're born at 65.
I mean, you could go by, you know, like, what up, Purse?
Percy?
Or even, but that's even.
What, you don't like Percy?
No.
Oh.
Not really.
Jeremy on the text line. It's okay that you're a Jeremy now.
No.
Guys, I'm saying there's no old Joshes or Codys either.
No.
But we'll all age into these names. These will all be old people names eventually.
Yeah.
Remington. God damn, that's a name. That's a name who's going to fight somebody.
I was going to say, that's either one. I don't know. You don't tell anybody about a name with Remington. I don't know if that works for an old man name and it punches you in the face.
Oh. Albert. You could be Albert.
Yeah. Charlie. That's a good old man name.
What?
Oh, Charlie. Hey.
Charlie.
Jack.
Because you can be Chuck.
Charlie.
You can be Chuck or you can be, like, Charlie is a little boy. Then you can be Chuck.
Yeah.
And then you can go back to Charlie. That's a great name because you can go through three different phases.
Do all of them. You do
whatever
you want.
Come here, Charlie.
Yep.
Wow. And then when you're in your 20s, Chuck. Hey, come here, Chuck. 20s, 30s, 40s. And then when you're an old man, you're back to Charlie.
There you go.
Huey. Yeah, Huey. All right. Anyways, keep them coming in. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Would love to hear from you guys. How's your name going to age? How is your name going to age? 48 today, 55 tomorrow. We're in the cold weather now, right?
Yeah, but somebody shot me a message on a Facebook page, and I completely forgot about it, that I was right. We did have the 80-degree day in October.
Yeah, you called it.
That I knew we would have at some point.
My buddy lives down in Kansas City. He had snow yesterday.
I see snow everywhere, man. Everywhere but here's a war.
And then Friday, they've got it up in higher elevation, supposedly.
Shut your mouth.
Why? Well, you're ready for it, buddy.
Shut your mouth about that. You shut up. Nah, I don't care.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
As far as I'm concerned, the only time I don't like it is that from January to February stretch, mid January to February, I don't like snow
because it's not Christmas anymore.
It's over. Now you're like, okay, fine. The beginning of January, I'll take it because. I don't know, I just don't mind, because, you know, Christmas can carry over for a few weeks, the spirit, that's cool. Then after that, the hell, I mean, you don't need it for anything after that.
I have to fight myself this year. So I'll give her a shout out, Showgirl Amanda, she's on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she has been posting, like, Christmas music and like she's already putting up Christmas stuff.
That's fine.
And she says people are getting mad at her.
Nah,
but
whatever,
every
man.
Time I go through her stories and it plays a Christmas song, I have to go, no.
You like
don't
it?
Don't you get Christmassy yet.
You like it?
No.
I mean,
dude, I'm getting sucked right in.
Monday, in a lot of places, that's when it all starts, really.
I know.
It's Halloween to be over. And I don't mind because you can, as long as you do it correctly, Thanksgiving can just be a cool part in the middle of Christmas season.
Pre-game Christmas.
Yeah.
Early Christmas.
I don't mind. The second Halloween's over, go ham. Why not, man? Holiday baking show starts November 7th.
It's 2020. Anything goes.
Right? If that's what's going to bring you some joy for the next couple months is doing Christmas stuff.
Frickin' do it.
F it, man.
It's just like every time her story comes up, she got a new mug or something.
Great. Put it up.
And I was like, I messaged it, I go, I'm not going to lie to you, I love the sound of this song. It was like, you know.
Yeah.
Dreaming of a life.
Right?
Like, Oh, yeah. Don't you yell at me. Don't you yell at me, text line.
Hell no. You leave him be.
Don't you yell at me.
You leave him be. It can be before Thanksgiving. Why does it matter?
We can roll Thanksgiving into Christmas. It's all the holidays.
It's the holidays. So you can have all of the Christmas stuff up, and then right in the middle of all of your Christmas wonder, you have an unbelievable Thanksgiving dinner.
You get a great meal.
Yeah, it's not
Let's
like I'm
give
saying
thanks for everything.
Yeah, I'm not saying ignore Thanksgiving.
No.
But start all your Christmas stuff and then that week load up all do all the Thanksgiving stuff. I got Thanksgiving decorations.
I don't know where I'm putting my Christmas tree because I got a multi-floored fort in my living room right now. So unless I can take that down.
Got that box in the lobby still.
I won't even say that.
So
we did go get Halloween costumes yesterday.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
They were not into Halloween for a good amount of this month. They're like, nah, we don't care. We don't want to do.
Took a little bit.
And but then they're
friends.
Well, like the letter went out that like, here's the rules for dressing up on Friday.
Yep.
And they're like, I got to dress up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can do it.
I'm going to show you my kid's costume.
I guess we can dress up. Because that's as soon as that's over, although I thought about it, that I need to figure out what I can do for Christmas. Oh, Jesus. What is that? Why does it have an axe?
He's Sam from the movie Trick or Treat. We've never seen the movie Trick or Treat.
I don't know.
He just liked
movie.
The costume.
That's a scary looking costume though, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's a kid's movie?
No, it's a rated R movie.
Oh, okay.
But like the creepy through line, I guess, is a kid dressed like that.
Oh, that's weird.
He does that every year. Like,
that's cool.
He finds a movie that has a creepy kid in it and he dresses as the creepy kid. Like Jeepers Creepers has a creepy doll one year. He was that.
Huh. They both could be like Children of the Corn one year.
No, she just goes, and my daughter, she just goes, I want to be rich. So she just bought a bunch of rich things. And she's having me bring home that fake money. She's going to walk around rich.
That is great.
Yeah, that's her costume.
You know what you got to tell her to do?
Mm.
Give, like you said, give her that. Give her, go grab all that money.
Yeah, I did.
Have her give that out.
Here you go.
And people, trick or treat, and then hold out her bag, and then she can be like, and for you?
If she had the courage to do that, that'd be the most baller thing ever. Because that money looks real.
That's what I'm saying.
If she just went to every kid in her class, hey, have a great Halloween.
Tell her to do it.
Drops a 20 on their desk. Hey, happy Halloween. There you go.
Line it up in the manical evil genius sense that she's got. Be like, hey, how cool would it be? How baller would it be if you do that to the kids? And then walking around, people go to give you candy at night. And then you can just be like, here you go.
Thanks.
Or tell her, don't
Oh my God, dude. They give you a piece of candy and you tip them.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
thanks. Hey, thanks.
Like she folds them all up.
Appreciate it.
Hey, great job. Thank you.
Or tell her if you don't want to give it to them, be like, hey, thanks. And just toss. Tell her to just have the stack and toss one off at them.
Yeah,
and we'll turn around and walk away.
That would be the most baller move. Because those 20s legit until you look closely.
Yeah.
If you're just handing out like some little kid tipped me $20.
The little kid just made it rain on our front door real quick. Yeah. That's awesome.
Hey, thank you.
That's great. Hey, appreciate it.
I don't know what I'm doing for Saturday. Have you figured it out yet?
I mean, I'm just doing my, because it looks right now, and I think I can officially say it's good to go. I'm going to be able to do my front yard thing.
All right.
Where I can have my fire pit out front, my station for adult beverages in the cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have all the candy. I've done, what I think I'm going to do is, I think I'm going to set up my, I have a beer pong table,
mm-hmm.
and I think I'll set that up in my driveway.
Oh!
And then I have a bunch of little bags
mm-hmm.
that I put candy in, and I'll put those out, and then I'll just put out...
Like, you don't got to get near them, is what you're saying.
Yep, that
There's
way...
There's the table. Take something. There you go.
Have at it. I don't get anywhere near you.
I don't know what the trick-or-treating game is going to look like. We'll play that by ear. I think we might go to my sister and brother-in-law's
yeah.
and just stay outside by the fire. I'm not ready to go inside to, like, a party. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But if it's nice and I can just be outdoors... And see the kids walk around the neighborhood, and I just stay away from everybody. I just that's my approach. I think.
So I don't know where everyone else is going, but I mean, if anybody's area is not doing anything, mm-hmm. I mean, I've said it before. I'm a member of that next door neighbor group, or whatever. And my entire area in Cicero were all Halloweening.
Yeah.
Everybody.
But you're doing it safe, right? Like, you can put your beer pong table out and refill that.
Yep. Everybody that's doing stuff is going to be safe. Everyone's going to be wearing masks. I've seen a couple people that are like Ben's area where mm-hmm. they've got shoots for it. Because my area is...
One cig per kid, though. Don't forget. Just one.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. Maybe two cigs, one jazz cigarette.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, good.
Because the lady across the street from me, when I first moved in, she said that before that they asked them to like maybe relax, that... The city would bus people in to my area.
Yeah, they do that, though.
She said they used to have to spend hundreds of dollars
right.
on candy. So it's not as bad now over there, but if anyone's looking
and
for an area.
And I have no leg to stand on because I also go to a neighborhood that I don't live in.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have any neighbors.
I don't mind. They just, I guess it got to be so ridiculous mm-hmm. that, like, they were like, guys, we can't.
Like, city kids and country kids have something very similar when it comes to trick-or-treating, is that we can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, city kids, I was never a city kid, but I would imagine it's tough to get whatever is going on. Like,
where the hell am I
going
to go?
Where am I going? Whereas...
Go to the mall.
Do I go through the apartment or what? Like, and then country kids, sometimes your parents would drive you.
Yep. Yeah.
We're going to go to your aunt's house.
Yep.
We're to your grandmother's house.
Yep. You got to go do the couple stops, and you go around their areas.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah, man.
Yep. No, I the apartment thing, that sucks. I always feel bad for those people. I thought I was all ready for our first Halloween when we made the apartment out in Brewerton.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this is kind of a, not a richer area, but those apartments, the ones that I were in, were really nice. And then the other apartments that were near us, I mean, not as nice, but they were, you know, more people. So I was like, oh, man, open the door, get ready. You're mm-hmm. going to be coming all around. Zero.
Nothing.
Not. A because single people, person.
Because apartments don't get the same Halloween-y vibe.
I watched them all get in the cars, like you said. Walk down the stairs, get in their cars, take off.
When we were kids in the Phoenix apartments, I don't know if I'm misremembering or not, but I feel like we did okay. But we were also kind of in the village of Phoenix, so we could just kind of walk down the street and be in a village.
Yeah.
Where you could trick-or-treat a little bit, but otherwise, I don't remember much apartment trick-or-treating.
Yeah, no, it's probably a little rougher.
Anyways, what are you guys' plans this weekend? What are you going to do?
That's cool. I see a lot of people doing that PVC pipe thing. That's cool.
Yeah. I'll sit out by the fire. I'll keep my distance from everybody. I got to have my kids do the same, unfortunately. It's like I don't want to deprive my kids of Halloween.
Yeah.
But I also don't want any of our family members to get sick and die.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, guys, let's just all keep our distance. Have fun with your cousins. We'll stay outside.
Right. Yeah.
It's not going to be a torrential downpour like it was last year.
Yeah, thank God. It's just going to be a little chilly.
Just sit by the fire.
Yeah.
Be cool, all right? Ghostbusters is like your Back to the Future, right?
Yeah, I would probably say so.
It's your number one.
Yeah, that's my favorite movie
ever.
We're
talking in Twitch because Cody watched Ghostbusters over the weekend.
It was on, and it was right at the start, and I went...
Yeah, you have to.
Well, yeah, I can't not.
This is a kid who dressed as a Ghostbuster for 2 years of his photos
at
school.
Yeah, if not more. If not more.
We'll be real-life Ghostbusters this Friday night.
Right?
Oh, we're going to get it going.
I'll catch one.
We're going to do a live ghost hunt on Twitch at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. until whenever. The ghosting hour's at 3 a.m. Good for them. You know what else is at 3 a.m.? My ass in bed. So
if there are ghosts at where we are, and they hide until after we leave, and knowing we were there
right.
for that many hours, that's on them.
Yeah.
They deserve to stay in wherever they are forever.
That's on them. Then I'm going to come back with all the salt and sage and send them down to the mm-hmm. nether regions.
Yep, right into their nethery areas.
So Cody was telling me about the soundtrack. Now, again, I know Ghostbusters. Obviously, I love the slot machine so much.
Oh, yeah. And I haven't seen it since March.
I know, man.
And I just miss it so much.
Just so much.
I could have so much money.
I'm just, I mean, we could be rich. We could be.
But that's okay. Yeah, anyways.
Okay. It's okay.
He was talking about the soundtrack. Everybody knows, like, the Roy Parker Jr., Ray yeah. Parker Jr. song and all that. But you were talking about this one, Magic, by yes. Mick Smiley?
Yes, because in the scene where they make him shut down the ghost entrapment thing or whatever the hell, it yeah, this part, I was watching it, and it just hit me that, wow, this is really, it was kind of eerie. And then he just says please over and over again, and I was like, is he saying just please? And he does. It kind of hit me as really creepy.
The 80s were creepy, man.
Yeah. Because he didn't do this song trying to be creepy.
No! Let's make some magic.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, but it's like, that's quintessential 80s movie is,
yep.
Hey, you got like a really weird song by somebody who is never going to be a big star. Yeah,
just
I got it.
Random sounds, because when you were going through that, it almost goes through each like scene.
Yeah.
And each little part is like you said, the most quintessential 80s, like that.
Like, the Busboys.
Oh my God. So 80s movie. And then what's the other one where they're... The happier one. Oh, this. Well, this is unbelievable.
Bobby Brown.
This is, yeah. This is when they're on their way to the. So good. Just made it so badass. Felt so. I felt cool watching the movie.
Yeah?
With the soundtrack.
It's just a feel good movie, man.
Yeah. It really is. That. This one right here.
This is actually in the movie?
Oh, yeah. Almost all of them are. Oh, my God. I'd watch it again right now. It's one of
Dude,
it's
I
like,
would...
Like you said, it's my...
It's your Back to the Future.
I can't ever get enough of that movie. Ever.
I mean, this is... Can we just say... How great this song is, though.
Oh, from 2?
Is this 2?
Yeah.
Your love.
That one?
Yeah.
That, when he, when they're walking through, with the Statue of Liberty.
Lifting me higher.
God, I love the second one, too, man.
Shubro John says his Back to the Future movie is Terminator 2 and Terminator 1.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, we've always talked about the movies that you can't turn off. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, what is your top movie of all time? Mine's Back to the Future. Cody's is Ghostbusters.
I would definitely say so.
What's the dancing toaster scene? What are they saying there?
Oh, with in the second one where they figure out that... Like it, the pink slime does things. Like if you, it gets activated when you get angry with it and stuff like that. Oh. Yeah.
Vigo the Destroyer. Oh, I love 80s music.
I didn't hate the girl one. It just, it tried
too
hard. And I mean, whatever. It was an attempt.
I just want to see this new one so bad and they won't let me.
The new one will.
With the kids and.
I think they're waiting. I think they're going to be like, just do it next year. Because I think it's too big of a hit.
Oh.
And I think they know that. You know what I mean?
They're just making it sit, man.
Yeah. Just come with me and we can shake it loose right away.
Like, how did this song make sense in a movie about ghosts?
Right? I don't know. Yeah, Dan Gatz, I love Top Gun 2.
Oh, that's
another, I mean, that's right up there. I mean, Ghostbusters, I like more, but
mm-hmm.
also Top Gun.
And dude, right now in my kids' game, they play a game called Rocket League. Have you heard about it?
Is that what it's soccer but cars?
Yeah.
That game is all the rage. I've tried it once. It's hard for me. I'm not good at it.
So
I'm not good at it.
This is the sound that keeps coming out of the living room. I guess this was something they could get in the game.
Okay.
And it flashes me back every time.
Oh.
The Echo Siren, man.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Like, they're playing as Ecto-1.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
So they're in that Rocket League game, but my daughter's driving Ecto-1 around.
And they don't even know. They don't even get it, really.
They don't even know.
Have they seen Ghostbusters?
Yeah, we've watched it. We've watched it.
Not as big of fans?
Well, the thing about 80s movies, and even like 80s and early 90s TV shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
We lived by different rules then. Like, there'll be banging scenes in like a PG movie.
Yeah.
There'll be sex scenes.
Yeah. There'll be situations.
Where I'm like, oh, God, I didn't know this was in here.
Right. Like, oh, no.
Because back then, we just weren't coddled. We were like, no, what? Now they're going to do it. You're going to watch it.
No, they're going to make a joke about penetration and just deal with it, okay? Yeah.
Like, even on Boy Meets World, there was a whole episode about being locked in a closet together and, like,
oh, yeah. No,
5 minutes of heaven or whatever it is.
There was always weird with TV shows like that where you're like, wait a minute, this is a show for kids. And I'm like, all right, I guess they're teaching some lessons.
Yeah, but man.
Also teaching me how to get real boned up right now.
Times were different, man. Cody, we'll ask some open-ended questions, see what kind of answers we get.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. Plus, the viral video, it's from 2014, but people are sharing it again, of the guy who has the world record for being covered in bees. He has 140 pounds of bees on him.
That's my problem is I haven't gotten rid of my bee weight yet.
Yeah, I still got all that bee weight.
Yeah, I got a lot of bee weight I can't drop.
Duncan, Halloween at the Park tonight and every night through the end of the week. It's a great little drive through for the kids. They're going to love it. Ooh, Poppy. Go to HollywoodAtThePark.com to get your tickets ahead of time. You got to buy them online.
Any questions?
Yes, several. Chickens don't clap. I love weighted blankets. Oh, I love a good weighted blanket. We're talking to Twitch. Twitch.tv/KRockCMI.
Didn't help, but I watched that sketch like 10 times yesterday.
I know.
I don't know what it was, just over and over.
Because
just made
we heard
me laugh.
This song.
Yep, that's all it was. I set it off. Could not help myself.
It's
just
the best
over
ever.
And over and over and over.
The best ever. So I'm watching a video here. I was watching the guy who gets 140 pounds of bees dumped on him.
Yeah.
They don't give the. I really wanted to hear what that many bees sounds like. It's just they put music under it, so it's like this is all you hear. But look, do you remember that? It's the Guinness Book of World Records for largest bee mantle. God, bees scare the hell out of me, man. Holy smokes. What? What are you looking at?
All the ones are flying around. I'm like, no. You know what I mean? They're like, what? I don't care. Like,
I don't want to be here.
Cool, Guinness Book of World Records. I'm a bee. I don't know what the hell you're doing. I want to land on some dude.
Who are you?
He ain't no honeycomb.
But it suggested for me, after this video, a series called Tattoo Tour.
Okay.
Where they talk to artists about the tattoos they have. And this is Corey Taylor. And I figure since this week we're doing the Wheel of Tattoos again.
Yeah.
He talks about some of his tattoos. And then he agrees with me that face tattoos are just a dumb trend. That you're all going to regret.
Yeah, more than likely.
I don't care what you do with your body. It's your body. But I'm just telling you. It's going to be the tramp stamp of 2030.
Yeah,
right?
It's going to look a little weird a little later.
Man. So, here's Corey Taylor explaining some of his tattoos. I'll explain what he's pointing to for the radio world. Because he points to like a Slipknot tattoo. He points to another one of his other tattoos. But he talks about being a kid doing homemade tattoos. I was never that badass.
No, I didn't try to heat up ink.
No.
Mm-mm.
Would you ever consider getting a face tattoo? Never.
Never. I get it, you know? A face tattoo is no different than a nipple piercing from 20 years ago, 30 years ago anyway. You end up looking like a notebook from high school.
It's Corey Taylor tattoo tour.
Although I kind of disagree with him. I don't think it's like a nipple piercing at all.
Why?
That's not... It's
a nipple piercing you can take out.
Yeah, that's not even close to the same, even a tiny little bit. That's like... Yeah, no, a face tattoo that you can never hide and you have it forever is exactly the same as the tiny little hole somewhere in your body that's hidden forever and you can take out.
I think he was just saying it's the trend. But that's not, but I don't think nipple piercings are a trend.
No, it's not a trend at all.
People still get them.
Yeah, chicks get them all the time and some dudes. But
some dudes.
It was maybe more of a trend.
Some governors of New York State.
Just because all of your fans of Slipknot from the late 90s had them.
Here's him talking about giving himself a tattoo as a kid.
This tattoo, technically, I gave myself... with needle and Indian ink in the basement of my grandmother's house. Just such a me and my friends would just sit there and we would just give ourselves these crappy little tattoos. And I had them I had them all the way up until I was about 19 when I got my first real tattoo, which is actually
it's on his upper arm. He's pointing to like a tribal design.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
Thanks, Corey, for that riveting piece of information.
What?
I had the... Let's see. How long did I have those first tattoos? Until you covered them like... You acted like I had them for so long.
Until you got a real tattoo.
Until you got them covered up.
Yeah.
Like, that's not...
One right here. And it's such savage early 90s garbage that I can't even tell you.
Now he points to the tribal Slipknot S on his arm. This is Corey Taylor with his tattoo tour.
The very first tribal S tattoo. This was after Joey came up with the design, and I thought it was so cool that I immediately went to one of our local tattoo artists, and I had him give it to me. Nobody else in the band got the S because they all had the logo. Like, everybody in the band had the Slipknot logo. I'm probably the only dude left from the original band that doesn't have the Slipknot logo, but I'm covered in S's.
So I'll post that whole video up on the K-Rock Facebook page. Wheel of Tattoos Thursday.
Yeah.
Timeless Tattoo will finish it up this week. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
I'm very excited about it to see what kind of action happens over there, what people get.
See what you get? It's going to be great.
No. You almost got me, though, man.
I know. That's why I did it, because I knew.
You bastard.
I knew. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be such a dick move, but it's going to be worth it. Because
I am such
I know
a
how to,
people
yep,
pleaser.
Yep, I knew how to tug on your heartstrings. And I knew, and honest to God, I think I could have probably convinced you. I just knew that it was, we were under
a time constraint.
I was
80% of the way there.
I knew that I had, I was like, if I push this a little more, I could do it. But we were under a time crunch.
So what he's referencing is last week.
I let it go.
Show girl Joelle. If it had been a show, bro, I wouldn't have gave a damn.
Nope.
But there's something about show girls I feel extra guilty about.
Yep.
I do not like people to be upset. I hate conflict. I hate people who are upset. I don't like it's.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
Yeah.
So Joelle spins the wheel of tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
She had never even seen the designs. She wouldn't even look at the designs before she came in.
Nope.
She says it is what it is.
Yep.
Lands on the shark vacuum with Freddy poop.
Yeah.
And I literally went numb with how bad I felt that this delicate showgirl,
right?
Who's not delicate at all, she could kick all of her asses.
I had no reaction at first. I went, okay, you're on radio. We got to do something.
I was so shocked.
Yes.
That Cody threw at me.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have to get it if I get it.
Yeah. And she could spin again, get something different.
And I was 80% of the way there. Yeah. I almost did it. I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it.
The way he was talking, it was so close. He was trying to talk himself through a way to have it be a redo or something. He was trying to talk himself into a loophole somewhere. And I just figured, well, here's a loophole for you. You get it, and then you can get something different.
Because we had talked before the show even went live last Thursday.
Yeah.
It was... And we were talking to Kyle, and I go, you know what we should add to this? Like one golden buzzer.
Yes.
Where if we all agree, you can take the tattoo for somebody.
Yep.
And they can spin again.
Yep.
So that's why that was in your brain.
Yeah, you can get one veto. You take the bite.
But somebody's got to get it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It would have been your
I did
Roomba
it
with poo.
God, I can't handle it. Get that stupid thing off the wheel, please. I can't handle that Roomba with the poop.
Still up there again.
Although Joel made it look pretty badass.
No, it is cool. It's wicked nice. It's very nice tattoo. Yep.
So that'll be up on Thursday. Wheel of Tattoos. You're trying codes? What did you try?
I tried the ABA basketball and it won't work, but not there's rooftop court. I'm going to try that one.
We can't get it to work. I don't think they all unlock on this game.
What makes me mad is that some of them do. So then it makes me mad that they all won't.
Like, we played a baby game yesterday that was hilarious.
Like, we've got that. We've been able to do Unlimited Turbo. Remember we did Big Head on accident once?
Mm-hmm.
But the other ones, we'll do it.
So yesterday, Tom Holland confirmed that Spider-Man 3 is filming right now.
Is he Spider-Man?
Is this the one where they're doing, like, Toby is back and all of that?
Is Tom Holland Spider-Man?
He's one of them.
The newest one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that.
Hey, so I just got home.
Hello.
Hello.
And, I'm in Atlanta. Just been delivered a package. That package is an iPad. And on that iPad is a script. And that script is Spider-Man 3. So I'm about to find out what I'm going to be doing for the next 5 months. I'm not going to tell you anything about it because I've learned my lesson. Okay, I'm going to read this now. And I can't wait. And I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.
So
why? What do you do? Before.
Did he leak something before, guys?
Yikes. Oh, no, man.
And that's what I'm asking. Like, the rumor has been Tom Holland's in it, and then Toby is in it.
They're all going to be in it?
They're all going to be in it.
That'd be pretty cool, man. I would watch that.
Damn it. It takes 5 months to shoot up Spider-Man.
That's what I was going
to
say. 5 months. That's why they go so crazy before movies, because they're going to be that character for half a year.
Rumors are swirling that both Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire may be reprising their Peter Parker roles for this movie as well.
It'd be cool.
And then Jamie Foxx is Electro.
Yes, I saw that. That'll be neat. Jamie Foxx is cool, man.
Who is the best Spider-Man?
I like Tobey Maguire, man.
I like him too, but that's the only one I know.
Yeah. I didn't like the middle one. With Andrew Garfield, was that his name? And I didn't see these new ones with Tom Holland.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I like the Tobey Maguire one. Man, that was from back when we were in our 20s. And it was cool.
Jeremy as a Pirate says, when it comes to the Marvel comic book universe, he is notoriously bad at leaking stuff on accident. So they will literally hand him fake scenes to throw him off. Why? Because he just runs his mouth?
What an idiot.
Yeah, maybe don't, like, all right, in this next scene, here's what's going to happen.
Batman shows up.
Chris likes Tom Holland best.
Okay. So I've never seen it, though, so I don't know that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to give her a gander.
Lady Meow says he's such a good Spider-Man.
Tom Holland is?
Thomas Holland?
But I mean,
Tommy Holland?
Do you guys not know Toby?
Have you not seen Toby McGuire?
No, I see Toby.
Ahoy, ahoy, everybody. So on Tuesdays, we get into your Tuesday topic, which is an open-ended discussion that I like to have with show bros, show girls, show fams, show bothers, show unidentifieds, whatever you want to be. Today's Tuesday topic brings it all back. It just brings us all back together.
Okay.
It kind of ties everything together because I'm sure you guys are sick of hearing about it. Cody and I love playing NBA Jam.
Yeah.
And today's Tuesday topic is, what is the video game that has caused you the most rage in your life?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, as of right now, I think mine might be NBA Jam because I can't beat Cody. But if I think back to my youth...
You can. It's just...
Right.
It's harder.
If I think back to my youth...
Yeah.
The games that have caused me the most rage, I would say it would have to be the Aladdin cave scene on Sega Genesis.
All right.
Where you're trying to go through the cave,
uh-huh.
And you can't follow the fingers fast enough, and then you hit the cave ceiling or the floor, whatever.
I remember that.
I would say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Nintendo caused me a lot of rage.
Yeah, man. Yep. Zelda did for me.
Did it?
Yeah, that first one for Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always get stuck in that weird forest where you just keep going in whatever direction you want, and you're just in the forest forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just stop playing.
So that's the question. Text line 315-364-109, brought to you by Adirondack Food and Fuel.
Yeah, of course,
Twitch chat is Twitch chat, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. What is yours? Is it Madden? Is yours Madden?
Yeah, easily.
I'm good. That's going to come in the most.
Yeah, it's definitely Madden. Yep.
I never played enough Madden to get the rage.
Ugh.
Do you find that you get rage from playing online or just playing the game itself?
No, just the game itself. Because back in the day, we didn't have online,
right,
like in college and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was the game we had, the specific throwing controller.
Yeah.
For throwing.
Yeah.
Because we break so many controllers.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
Some of these games, you can't win.
Oh, pardon me. That's great.
You threw off?
I do that. It would make you, so angry you'd vomit. No, it would, because it's a computer. So there'd be, like, you can see them when we play NBA Jam.
They know where we're going.
There's glitches. Yeah. And they know where you're going. There's little things that happen and there's nothing you can do.
Computers have to be programmed to lose against you.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
Yep.
You don't play a game that you're never going to win.
Nope.
So what are some of the comments coming in, Cody Mac?
Yeah.
What? That,
Mike Pison. Mike Tyson punch out, yo. Yeah.
You get a rage out on that?
Yeah. Does the noise still haunt you guys too? That woo 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 woo.
Yeah, a lot of you saying ET for Atari. That one I just gave up on because I know it was the worst game ever made.
Yeah, you couldn't.
And
right?
You fall in the pit and then it'd be over.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do.
I'm not gonna rage over something I have no control over.
The final stages of Bubble Bobble are really hard.
They are?
Really? I like I have a lot of various video game noises in my head, but that's one of the few I can remember real quick.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I would say the coin. So Cousin Jay, I don't know if Cousin Jay's in the chat, but on Sonic, where you get in that, like that, you're running in the running course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah.
trying to get the most coins.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That would cause me rage because Cousin Jay'd get more coins than me. The rings, I mean.
Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, definitely, because you had to, like, go up that, you know what I mean, like, the list. Like, in Mortal Kombat, you'd go up the tiers, and sometimes you'd go all the way back down.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, yeah.
Diddy Kong Racing for N64. The bosses were damn near impossible.
Yeah. Well, you guys got a lot, yeah.
Yeah, that'd give me some rage.
Oh, that was a good amount. A lot of Maddens.
Detail Johnny hated Metroid.
Spyro. That didn't make me mad. But there were some moments in Spyro that would make you frustrated, because I remember there were some times when they were like, oh, no, you can't do this until you got to go collect these things. And you're like, I was there. I did it. There's nowhere else for me to go.
Right.
There's no gems anywhere.
A lot of you saying Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I don't rage out at Call of Duty because when I play it against other people.
Yes.
I can expect these people to be better than me. They have more time to play it.
Yeah.
I go, all right, well, it's just not fun. I just leave it.
No, yeah, it's not enjoyable to get your ass kicked. Like, that's why I don't play online a lot.
Frogger. Frogger's a good one.
I like Frogger.
We're talking Tuesday topic. What is the game that has caused you the most amount of rage in your life? Madden wins out of all of them. All you saying Madden.
Yeah, I'm sure, I'm positive there are other games that do this, but I've never experienced any other games that I've ever played, sports-wise or other, that have the Madden No Effing Way game.
Right.
It's just so ridiculous that it's somehow a thing that every year, no matter what, it's built in there that one out of however many times, Madden will screw you. And it's not like you're just playing bad, you're making bad mistakes, it's just a computer being better than you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's like jokey how funny.
They just run through you.
They'll do like where you'll throw a wide open pass. You'll be like, oh, finally wide open. And the guy will somehow have it bounce off his hands and bounce off his feet and go into the guy's hands 20 yards away on some weird glitch. Just the craziest stuff possible.
Oh, dude. That one just came in on the text line. I hate Duck Hunt so much. That you're just taking me back to a place now. I would play Duck Hunt, and you're firing at the TV. Oh, and then I would try to shoot that goddamn dog. I would try to shoot that damn dog so much. That game has caused me rage. Yes, correct.
Was that really true that you could do the thing with the thing with
player
the other?
Player two controls the ducks, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For reals, for reals?
But for real, though?
For reals, for reals?
Yeah.
Love Child says NBA Jam on PS2, the CPU is unbeatable. Cody lives it every day in this studio.
Yeah.
With some of those CPU situations.
That where no matter what you do, there is no possible way you can get away from him in the backcourt when it's like the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know in NBA Jam, when there's a minute left, there will be nothing you can do. No matter what, it's just built into the game that the computer will get back into the backcourt mm-hmm. and swipe the ball away from you.
Try to get enough lead.
There's nothing you can do. You just have to hope that you've got enough points that when they do that and score 20 points in the last minute, that you can handle it.
NBA 2K makes me want to punch babies, text line says.
Yeah, some of the 2Ks I had to stop buying because they made it was just so impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Like I forget what year it was. But I remember, I've never done it, but I brought the game back and was like, what can I get for this? And they were like, oh, 20 bucks. I was like, no, I just pawned it for 70. He's like, well, it's still brand new. He's like, you can trade it for this and this. You know, he worked out a deal.
What game was that? NBA 2K?
I forget what year it was, mm-hmm. but it was, I think I went like 0-50 or something
stupid.
You're
like,
I was
done
like,
with this.
All right, I get it. There's something this year where I'm not astute as I need to be. Let's bring it back. And it was like that for a couple of years.
So keep them coming in. Text line, Twitch chat. The video game that has caused you the most rage in your life. Some of you even saying the Mario one with the pills. What is that? Dr. Mario.
Oh, Dr. Mario?
My wife loves Dr. Mario.
That's a Tetris, but Mario, right?
Yep. Leg sweeps in Mortal Kombat. Good one.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Souls is coming a bunch. I don't know Dark Souls.
I've heard of it. I don't know it, though.
Nintendo's track and field. Well, keep them coming in. I want to keep reading them. Games that have caused you the most rage. So right after we got off the air yesterday, it came out what people had already suspected, that OBJ has a torn ACL in his left knee.
Yep.
So he's out for a while.
Yeah, that'll be it for him.
So now it's up to Baker Mayfield to kind of keep the offense afloat for that team.
Jarvis Landry, and they got Kareem Hunt, and Nick Chubb will be back sooner than later. So, I mean, they'll be all right, but they're average anyway.
Yeah.
They'll one of those teams that will overachieve, and they'll be like, oh, in the playoffs, and then they'll get stomped by the Steelers.
Last night, the Rams gave the Bears their second loss. How was that game?
I was kind of boring, I thought. It was a blowout, and that's boring.
Yeah.
I don't really care for, Cowboys win or lose, whatever. As long as it's a fun game, I'll deal with it, because, mm-hmm. you know, we're not on the team.
Right.
Surprisingly. So I just, and when you don't have a dog in the fight, and it's a blowout, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't gamble on it at all because, you know, losing every single contest all weekend, I went, you know, let's just take Monday off. How about? Although I'm sure I would have won all of the money had I done anything.
49ers lose two players for multiple weeks, too. What is that story?
Yeah, they're a team that would probably be one of the better teams in the league, but they just keep getting hurt. Anytime mm-hmm. a running back comes back, he gets hurt. They had a guy that had like, I don't know, 100 yards and like three touchdowns in the last game. And then on his third touchdown, like breaks his ankle. It's like, oh, yep, there you go. They get Raheem Mostert back from a high ankle sprain, who could be like their best back. He immediately comes back and sprains his ankle again.
Woo!
So it's like, damn, man, they should be getting a guy back relatively soon that they got from the Falcons a while ago, Tevin Coleman. So that'll help him a little bit.
And you see that Cam is nervous now. He's going to lose his job.
Well, I don't subscribe pay money to get many insider things because, you know, who knows how accurate things are. But I do pay $1.99 a month to get Dallas Cowboys stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading multiple articles, not like one or two, but like five articles of New England's interest in Dak. And I was like, come on, man, you guys don't get to get Dak. That's not fair. He's still, because after this.
But he'd go for money, wouldn't he?
I honest to God think he would. I think as much as Dak, you know, likes the Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be a nice way of saying, Jerry, you should assign me. You look
right.
Look, now look.
You lost me.
Yep, now look. Patriot. But the other thing is, I don't see the Patriots being unpatriot-like.
How so?
They don't do that usually where they're like, let's swoop in, grab this guy, pay him 190 mil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a lot. It's going to be a lot for Dak.
Well, who's Cam's backup? They lost 33-6
Jarrett,
on Sunday.
Jarrett Stidham, who they had last year for a little bit and was not very good, and Brian Hoyer, who is older than you. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it ain't gonna work out too well for him. I think Cam is just having some hiccups.
Yeah, Bill Belichick says he's sticking with him. I'm absolutely
sticking with him. We're on to the next game. We're gonna be on the next game. We're just gonna do that.
And then last night, what do we have? We're in game six now of the tonight. World Series. Tonight's game six.
Yep, they took a night off, so they didn't have to go head-to-head with football.
Oh,
now they'll do tonight and probably wrap it up. I'm sure the Dodgers will just hit 8 home runs and be World Series champions, and no one will care, and we'll go into the offseason.
And then in what, Cody, is the best story of the day? I saw you. Did you retweet it last night or this morning? Mike Nolan getting hot sauce in his eye.
Gotta pause a Zoom meeting because he's having some Tabasco sauce. How about you have lunch in about 10 minutes, douchebag? You guys suck. Wait 5 minutes for your food.
Mike Nolan,
who should be fired,
might be on the injury report because he got Tabasco sauce in his eye.
Yep.
He had to step away from his weekly conference call on Monday.
Yep.
During answering the question about the effectiveness of pass rusher DeMarcus Lawrence, he's been very active, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes,
unbelievable.
Whoops. Excuse me, I've got something in my eye.
Whoops.
Just had some Tabasco on my finger and went up in my eye. That wasn't good. Nope. Ugh, terrible. Jeez, I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
Woo! How about them Cowboys? Oh, man.
This keeps getting better and better.
Oh, man. You think he should be fired anyways, though?
His scheme is, it's too different for what the Cowboys want to do. They don't have the personnel for it. It was too hard. I've read a bunch of reports that, of course, they say that no one in our team would say anything like that, but a couple locker room people are like, oh, man, the scheme is a little iffy for what we're trying to do here. But, I mean, just to... That's the easy thing. That's me being just the angry fan. Fire him! Fire the coach!
Yeah, right.
They don't got the players around him. It's, again, it all just comes back to Jerry, because he lets people go when he should not.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I also was reading that old Ryan Fitzpatrick might be coming to Dallas, too. Like, I can't, man.
Poor Cody.
I went from...
Poor Cody and his Cowboys.
From a... possible, if they're good, Super Bowl appearance, because we have maybe the best offense in the league, to this.
This, what you're witnessing now.
To this.
What you're witnessing now.
Ugh.
I got two different stories on what people are missing most about their office. Like, they want to go back now.
Okay.
So I'll read some of those. Like, what are you guys missing?
I was trying to, what? What would be that you didn't bring home?
Like, the people? Like, you miss the other people?
Okay, maybe that. Interactions and stuff. I was literally thinking, I got this really cool space heater now. I put it by my feet, and it makes it real warm.
No, I think that show bros and showgirls are mostly like, no, I want to be home. Please let me be home.
Yeah, for a lot of people, it's a lot more convenient, man. There's no commute. I think that a lot of people, I mean, who knows what it's going to be like once we get into the winter here, but I think a lot of people are going to be a little more okay with staying home for work once it's... you know, negative 20
Yeah,
out.
Like when you wake up and there's a foot of snow outside, you're like, oh. It gets him every damn time. Every damn time. He hasn't caught on to the intro.
Every time.
Ahoy, hoy. This is K-Rock. Duncan, Halloween at the Park. Tonight through Saturday. Super fun drive-thru for the kids. My family loved it. Yours will too. Gotta get your tickets ahead of time. Halloween at thepark.com.
Oh! Hi, puppy.
Hi, puppy. All right. So,
man.
We started talking, and we've already kind of had the conversation going here in Twitch, is people are missing their workspace, their workplace, going back to the office. More than 2/3 of office workers surveyed admit they miss their workplace now, and they want to go back. Now, we never left.
Nope.
We were here the whole time. I would... I make it no secret that Cody's probably the only person I really want to see around here.
Just stop it.
If we just had, like, a shack in the woods where we did this studio...
Yeah.
We did this show from, that'd be my dream.
I wouldn't mind.
Just a cabin out... Oh, my God.
That'd be cool anyway.
Just fish...
to do. See, we got to just do that. We have to, it has to be set up one morning.
We're just out fishing?
And it's us live. And we're on Twitch. You can, or live on location, but it's just us.
Well, next
out
summer,
in the
my
field.
My parents bought that camp.
That'll be it. That'll be it.
We'll go up to that camp. We just set up.
We don't, and it's, if I could toot our own horns, we don't request anything ever.
No, we just do it ourselves.
Or you know, we never are like, hey, is there any way that we could maybe like broadcast from, or you know what I mean? We never ask for anything. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing the wheel tattoos, but it's not like we're like, hey, could we, no, it's a thing or, you know, it's for work. So if we were like, hey, for a day or two, we would like to do a special thing, you know what I mean? I don't know what the hell.
I don't think there'd be even an issue.
Yeah, we could have things revolve around it where random people show up for outdoorsy things, and then, boom. I mean, Cody and Josh go camping. And there it is.
Cody and Josh go camping.
Tell me that wouldn't be hysterical.
We're going
camping. Yeah.
You would love it. I would hate it. I need a shower every day.
Well, it would be at that place.
Oh, the camp, yeah.
Yeah, it's not, it wouldn't be.
A week at camp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a lot of you, well, two-thirds of you, say that you miss your desk, you miss the social gatherings, you even miss meetings because you're being home by yourself a lot. So I bring up the fact that Cody and I have always been here because we can't relate to this. Come Sunday night, Cody and I miss each other so much, we just start talking about NBA Jam on the tech. We just start talking to each other. We don't know what to do with ourselves.
Send each other gifts.
Thank you, Paul, for that sub.
Holding hands.
In Twitch. But what have you guys missed? I saw Joelle in Twitch said that she hates having to get dressed again to go back to work.
Yeah.
I can imagine that sucks.
Well, because you show up nude at work and...
They don't like that.
Sometimes.
Come to find out.
Here's the thing. Your wiener can't just be tucked between your legs. Has to be covered completely.
Cousin Jay, I hear the same thing from a lot of people. It's hard. He likes going into work because there's nobody yelling it's potty time in the background or climbing all over him. Yeah, kids don't have an F that you're working at home.
No. Why would they? They don't understand what you're doing.
They don't give a damn what you're up to.
Think about back when we were kids. We didn't care when our moms were on the phone. So why would we care when they were...
Ma.
Mom.
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 Hey, Ma.
Mom. On the phone. Mom. Yeah, but Mom.
Cody Arthur, I'm on the phone.
Can you just wait? I'm on the phone. Ma. Hey, Mom.
Mom.
The worst.
Oh, and then my daughter does this damn guilt trip thing now. She's gotten so good at these mental games.
Yeah, evil geniuses start somewhere.
I'm in the office
take over the
last
world
night.
Without having start taking over daddy.
I'm in the office last night where I'm in, and like the end of my day has just been involving whiskey business.
Yeah.
So like everything's done. Kids are fed. Dishes are done. Everyone's getting settled in for the night. I got like an hour or two of whiskey business to do.
And she realizes that you're tired.
And I'm so tired. So
she's coming at you.
I'm so tired.
She's been waiting for whatever you're about to tell me.
Like, I'll give her a couple, two, three.
Yeah.
Like, okay, daddy, can you get me this for my costume? Yes, I'll get you that, honey.
Yeah.
But by like the third time, I'm like, honey, can daddy just get his work done so I can go to bed?
No, not yet.
She does this move. So I'm going to have you play me and I'm going to play her. You say, can I just get this work done so I can go to bed? Ready, go ahead.
Can I just get this work done so I can go to bed?
Oh, no, no. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Oh, I didn't even know. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. So sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, I'm not. She's like, oh, no, 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 I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Oh, no, no, Dad, I'm so sorry, Dad.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, you realize that your kids are the world's greatest bluegrass folk band, right? For how well they play you like a
Dude,
fiddle?
Dude, they play the F out of me!
Like, you, literally, they just hold you like a fiddle, and they just have at you like
and then if
some
she,
type of...
If she wants a fourth go at it, band. She'll do this thing where she comes to my door,
yeah.
And she's like, I know, I know you're so busy. I know, no, 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 Dad. I would never do this.
She's turning the... right around on us.
I'm like, honey, I'm not mad. What do you want? She goes, I know. I just know really quick. And this is what it always is. This is what it always
it's
is.
Something dumb.
It's always
the kids.
And she goes, daddy. I just gotta. I know you're busy. I just gotta buy Freddy a Halloween costume right now. And I go, honey, we don't need to do that. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't mean to. Oh my God.
So that's the only time I can relate to working from home is the 1 or 2 hour a night I'm trying to get some work done. Oh, no.
text you, ooh, I don't know if you're busy, but... That's great.
And then the last thing we discussed is that she needs a bracelet for her costume, and Daddy, I don't care how tired you are when you get me tomorrow, but we gotta go find a bracelet for this costume.
Gotta go get it. Makes sense.
Anyways, let's go back to what we were talking about. Things that you miss from your office, your workplace.
I'm trying to think.
Number one is the face-to-face.
Yeah.
Number two is just office banter and gossip.
Yeah.
Number three is just being able to ask a question without having to send a message. Oh, no, I prefer that.
Yeah, I get what they mean, though, because it's you've got to wait forever instead of being able to just walk over, like, hey, now you've got to send an email and wait or send a text and wait and go, all right, now before I can proceed at all, I have to sit here and hope to God that they...
That is annoying.
...that they are going to check their whatnots. Because if it was someone like me who never looks at their stuff, you'd be sitting there for hours. So I get.
Catching up about people's weekends? You guys miss that?
Okay. Hot chick butts.
Hot chick butts. Okay, gotcha.
I mean, yeah, that's
obviously,
a thing.
We don't celebrate that here because we have filled out our sexual harassment policy.
And they're never here to look at hot chick butts.
There's no hot chick butts.
God.
T-shirt, my five-year-old knows how to take advantage of me when I'm not being in the room. He gets whatever he wants from daddy, especially candy first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You're working the room, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joelle, it's easier being in the office, but I hate wearing a mask all day. The maskne is real. Well, yeah, luckily, as long here at our office, is if you're in your workspace, like if we're in the studio or we're in the office, we can demask. It's only in the hallways and walking around we got a mask on.
Yeah, just kind of walking a boot.
Just walking a boot.
Not too bad.
Twitch.tv/KROXCLI. Oh, I'm sorry.
Commercial. Oh, I didn't know you were going to commercial. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Let's talk some food because we were just in the Twitch chat talking about you got a DQ burger yesterday, right?
No, it was a while.
So no cheese.
Back,
you're all the way in no cheese.
I did no cheese on that.
What'd you get on it?
I think just the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put my own. I put A1 sauce on it, like you do at at Five Guys. Oh, how they do it?
Very nice.
I didn't know if they had it or not, so I just said none of the whatnot.
None of the whatnot.
Yeah.
I haven't even told you this. But
exactly what I meant.
We're trying to get my whole family is going no fast food till Thanksgiving. Really?
I would try. I got to drop some damn weight.
Oh, it's not a weight thing for me. I'll be dead in a couple days. But I,
yeah, but you'd be shocked, man.
I know.
Up a little bit. How quick you drop stuff?
No, so we haven't had fast food in probably a few weeks.
Yeah,
we'll still do takeout, like we'll do chicken and wings and pizza and stuff. But we have been doing no fast food because the rule is no fast food till after Thanksgiving.
Mozzarella stick.
But then I got busted.
Oh, jalapeno poppers. What? Sorry.
I got busted.
Uh-oh, what did you get?
Last Thursday after Wheel of Tattoos, driving back here to the studio.
Yeah.
I was so hungry.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
And I didn't even think that we're doing no fast food deal. I pull in and I got a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's.
Yeah, but that's not your fault. We got done doing a thing. We were hungry.
So I pick up the kids. And when I pick my kids up, I put their backpacks in the front seat next to me.
Yeah.
And they're in the back.
Yeah.
We drive home. When we get to the house, their job is to get their backpacks. We get out, pull up. They jump out, go to the front seat, both pick up their backpacks, and there's a McDonald's bag. And my daughter goes, what is this? And I go, oh my God, I forgot. We're not doing fast food right now.
Busted.
And she goes, you cheater.
You son.
You cheater.
She called you son of a bitch.
You cheater.
Yeah.
And I did. I felt bad, man.
You are a piece
of garbage.
Trash.
I'm a piece of garbage.
How do you feel about yourself right now?
Not great.
You're terrible. You're a horrible human.
Not great.
A terrible father. The worst husband. An unbelievably bad brother.
But that said,
an unregrettable son.
All right, I think you've made your point.
A piece of trash homo sapien.
But that being said, may I tip my hat to McDonald's? May I
doff my cap at you, Mr. McDonald?
At you with your chicken breakfast sandwich. It was awesome.
Okay.
Because I didn't just get one, Cody. Come on now.
Yeah. No, you got two.
No, I got three. So what the...
Well, then. Well, when you fall off a wagon, it's not...
You gotta go
hard,
man.
No one ever falls off of a wagon and has a beer or a little bit of cocaine.
Now, hold on.
Uh-oh.
The breakfast sandwiches are not very large. Three is nothing. I got the sausage, egg, and cheese on a McGriddle, because you got to.
Okay.
And then I've never had the chicken.
Oh, you didn't have that yet?
I never had that.
Amazing, right?
So I said...
Amazing.
Let me get that chicken on the biscuit. And they said, okay, pull ahead. I go, hold on a second. Can I also try the chicken on a McGriddle so I can do a little side-by-side?
Yeah.
So those are the three I did, man.
I don't want to be the enabler.
Try to enable that, bro.
Well, I will, and I can, because I didn't want to be the enabler, but Textline agrees with me. That's breakfast food. That doesn't count.
What do you mean?
Doesn't count.
You don't, breakfast food doesn't count?
Not as fast food. Breakfast food doesn't count.
I'll allow it.
Some eggs and some bacon and some whatever. It's just
I'll
like
allow it.
You know what I mean? That's not fast food. It's breakfast food. I agree.
So good. So good.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. Right? The chicken McGriddle.
That's a good chicken McGriddle right there, man.
They do a good job. When you want a McDonald's breakfast sandwich, there's almost nothing you can do. You have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go get it.
There's no discussing it.
No.
And then with the biscuits, I'm going to Grubhub some right now, I think.
Oh, they are good. They're available. They're all over the place.
Sure, bro, Chris, it was for science. Exactly right. I had to know which one I liked.
He was taste testing. We are influencers now, people.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Duh, we've got to make sure that products are acceptable for you guys.
So, as we get ready for the weekend. Good morning, it's K-Rock. What is up, Xis? I don't know how to say your name. Listening on the radio, I hear the Twitch, and I'm up here. What's up?
Voila!
What is up to you, Twitch chat? Thank you. So,
like that?
Y'all need to dial it back a little bit and not worry about what your neighbors think so much. Because the number one reason that we spend so much money on Halloween is to compete with our neighbors. Like, you want to have a better looking house. You want to have cooler costumes.
That's kind of funny. I was standing at the end of my driveway looking around at the neighborhood and going, no one wants to come for the champ, huh? No, and I mean,
really?
I don't have a whole mess load of cool Halloween decorations up. It's not even worth submitting to the K-Rock Facebook thing for spookiness.
Go see our creepy cribs up there on K-Rock.
Yeah, it's just that I am the only one that if you turn off of 31 and head to my house and a couple of rights and the left and the left, there's nobody else that has Halloween lights up except for me with no kids.
Yeah.
There's other people that maybe have a couple decorations because they have kids. But no one's got any lights. I've got lights.
Normally we have like a little light up mummy that I put on our front steps.
Nothing?
Not even this year.
Wow.
Not even this year. Not even doing it.
Yeah, I've got a couple that I didn't put everything up just because it was like, I didn't really feel like it. Mm-hmm. I may as we get into, Saturday just because I want everything to look spooky for scariness.
Kyle says he goes ham on Christmas, not so much Halloween.
I was thinking about that. I've got to check what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Why is that?
Remember I yanked all my lights off the house because the thing blew after I got all the way down with my lights. A strand blew last year, so I ripped them all off my house. I can see if any of them work. Or I think I might have even just thrown them all out.
And then number four on the list. So number one is I want to compete with my neighbors. I want to look as good as my neighbors. Number two, to make the kids happy. Yeah, I'll spend money on the kids. The costumes weren't cheap yesterday, but they want to have cool costumes.
Yeah, you got to have cool costumes.
And then they said I want to impress people on social media.
I don't know. I've seen the people with it that'll put stuff up.
Their photos up. We do it for the Creepy Cribs.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was going to say, not really a sense of, I need to make everybody jealous of me.
So, speaking of Halloween, can I make a very bold statement that's going to piss off 50% of our audience?
No. Can I say no? No. Okay.
If I hear another goddamn thing about Hocus Pocus.
Oh, go to Carvel and get a collectible cup.
From the movie of the 90s.
Yeah.
Are you a Hocus Pocus fan?
I like the movie. It's okay. I don't care about it.
It seems to be the most basic of movies. I've never seen so much hype that I have this year.
Yeah, no, I
over think, that stupid movie.
I think it's because it's easy to do. It's
what?
Easy to be basic white chick over there.
Hocus pocus!
Yep, you can pretend to do all the witchy stuff. It's got Bette Midler in it. It's got
Sarah Jessica Parker.
In her only sexy role. It's got that other lady that died.
I mean, that movie is from the 90s, yet it seems like this year, because I bring it up because Hocus Pocus cast is doing they're reuniting.
Yeah.
Who gives an F about Hocus Pocus, man?
Like, people they go to the house.
They do?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that when Paulie went, they took pictures in front of the Hocus Pocus house.
Like, I don't know what y'all... Okay, I guess if you're a woman of this age,
I mean, it's
in your 30s, yeah, that's a movie that means a lot to you.
I was going to say, is it like how we grew up? Like, we, you know, mine is Ghostbusters, yours is Back to the Future, and every white chick's is Hocus Pocus.
I think so.
Is it like that? Which, then I can't...
Like, that movie is the most pumpkin spice latte of movies. Every basic white chick on my social media.
It's very good for, like, Halloween. Like, the...
Right.
All of the things you want in a... Oh, I want to do Halloween stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
But that's... I'm not saying it's great. I don't even think it's that good of a movie. I just think it has every element that people are looking for when it comes to Halloween movies.
But what happened this year that it's blowing up again? Is it because of the pandemic? Is it because people just wanted Halloween movies?
I would say it's almost at a fever pitch now, and it's just been ramping up for a few years. Because every Halloween, it's a thing, because I see it that 31 Days of Halloween or whatever, they play all those movies, and they'll play Hocus Pocus 16 out of the 31 nights. It's like, all right, we get it. It's Hocus Pocus.
Right.
We get it.
Like, if you want a Halloween movie, you have Addams Family and Addams Family Values.
Which they also play, but those don't appeal, I think, to women.
They don't.
As much as a Hocus Pocus, I think.
Okay.
If I could guess. It's obviously just a guess, because I don't know why. Because literally nobody is texting in logic.
Like, defending Hocus Pocus, the movie.
Nope. And I have no problem with it if you love it.
If you love it, it's fine. You love it. But I don't know why, like, this year, 2020, every basic white chick or everybody is posting about Hocus Pocus.
That I don't get why.
Ernest Scared Stupid's a better movie. I agree, Big Merce.
All right, Ivern.
There's a million better movies than Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. As far as, I think, it's got to just be because as far as Halloween goes, mm-hmm, it checks off every box.
Yeah.
For Halloween, and they Tax can play it.
People crave nostalgia. That's part of it, too.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
And I'll go to the grave saying I enjoyed Hubie Halloween. I don't care what you guys say. It was so dumb, and I liked it.
I got to watch that still. It's like that, how people are looking for that type of thing around Halloween, and when mm-hmm they find it, like a Hocus Pocus, they grab it, and they never let go, as opposed to, I mean, maybe Hubie Halloween will become that, but you know what I mean? There's been so many of those where you go, ooh, there's not really Halloween movies other than a few handful. Then they find one. They go, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if it's terrible, then they got to come up with something else.
I agree, Eric. Hubie should be our new Ernest. Rest in peace, Jim Varney.
Hey, Vern.
Hey, Vern.
Hey there, Vern.
Showgirl Susan and Twitch asking, Addams Family or the Munsters? I never really knew the Munsters.
Yeah, Addams Family.
Addams Family all day.
I like the Munsters. I'd watch it before school as a young toddler.
And if Johnny Depp really comes back to play Gomez Adams, That would be rad as hell.
That would be cool.
That was a rumor. Is that a rumor or a real life story that Tim Burton wants to do a
I think that's
series
real
of Addams Family?
And then the rumors are that everyone wants Johnny. But if it's Burton, he obviously will, because that's what he does. So.
Mm-hmm. The Craft, they're saying on the text line.
Yeah. Yep. I saw another one I liked. Beetlejuice. Excellent Halloween movie.
Oh, it's not Halloween until I watch Garfield's Halloween special.
Oh, I love that, man.
That
is a good one. Because it's from Garfield and Friends. When, like, they go to the farm, John Boy.
What?
That, the Garfield one.
Yeah.
It's from the...
How do I find that?
I bet you can Google it. Because it's from that era of the Garfield and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really good one. What they would do is they would have, like, that on TV, the Winnie the Pooh Halloween one, and the Charlie Brown.
Now
they don't at all. Or still have it on DVD. And I forget the damn name of the movie, but it was something like oh, damn, what was it? With like Halloween and they had candy and it was a candy factory and these little aliens showed up and they called the candy Kooby.
Oh, I don't know that one. Text line, what is that movie?
I forget what that is. I've got it on an old-ass DVD. And Halloween would be shut down until they had to go and rescue the candy factory.
Hmm. I'd love to see a rehash of Adam's Family. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Thank you, Big yes. Chili Chill, for the raid and Twitch. Sending over about 100 viewers for us. We appreciate that, man. Thank you. Hope your stream went well. If you're new here, we are a radio show here in New York State. Talking all silly things.
I guess that...
On the Twitch.
Welcome, Raiders. We just... Take out our privates?
Take out our privates, yeah, exclusively.
Show our privates?
Immediately take out your privates.
I'll show my left testicle, you show your right one. Wait. Yes, so my left one that's bigger, you show your right one.
I've done this, what this guy is doing. There's two rich neighbors in California who are in a California.
Yeah.
California. California.
California. Something, something, and the song.
Goodbye to all of our new followers. Now you've discovered what we actually do in here.
Yeah, that's it. We're gone.
76-year-old billionaire investor named Bill. Big Bill.
Bill. And he's a billionaire.
Billionaire Bill.
Well, if it was maybe Zill, if he was a zillionaire.
And a 56-year-old man named Mark do not like each other. Mark doesn't like that Bill put up a 22-foot long blue glass sculpture on his property last year and put up netting to block it. So he called the city to complain. I guess it affects his view. So Bill,
okay,
the older guy, little Bill, Big Willie style over there in California. California.
California.
He started blasting on repeat the Gilligan's Island theme. Now, I've done that. I did this in college because I didn't like one of the neighbors in our on our hallway.
Okay.
I didn't play Gilligan's Island.
No.
I played the Benny Hill theme.
That's pretty cool. I like that. That started from this tropic
boy, aboard this tiny ship. Now, about this?
I know the theme.
Is when I was in college, we left for Christmas break and I started playing it.
Oh, I was trying to remember that. Why have I not heard this story? But yes, I have. And it is
so
great.
I don't know how long it played for.
That is, dude, I would lose my mind if that was me, man.
I had the big speakers that I put up against the door.
Uh-uh.
And just started playing this on loop.
I would have gone down to the RA or I mean, like, you've got to unlock and you got to. It's just not. You can't. That'd be great. That's how you get revenge on somebody.
That's perfect. What was it? A couple of weeks ago, we talked torture songs, didn't we?
Right, that would be it.
That'd be one of them,
just
right?
Over and over and over and over and over.
That'd be
and
one
over.
Of them, right?
Wow, that'd be great. Man. So funny.
But I think you probably can get in a lot of trouble if you're blasting it in your neighborhood because
there's
they can
like
do noise complaints.
I was gonna say there's sound ordinances, and I know I don't know other areas, but I know in East Syracuse anyway, there's like a rule, like there's curfew.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't be being wild and crazy. And I don't know if it's still a thing. They would even go so far as there was like literal curfew in East Syracuse of if you were a kid and you were out walking around on the street when you weren't supposed to, a cop will bring you home.
Good. Right? I think that's good. Because yeah. I don't know what village it was, but somebody posted that somebody was slashing Halloween decorations in a neighborhood two nights ago, man.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, come on, man. Come on.
Who are you dicks?
Right? The people that do that don't want to, you know, wreck Halloween stuff for people.
Like, what the hell's your problem, man? Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
If you're a kid or even an adult.
Right.
And you're going to go and just slash people's Halloween decorations. What town was that, guys? Somebody posted it on Facebook. What town was that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know of a situation that happened similar. That's like, come on, man. Like, come on.
Like, what is going on with you guys?
And if any of your parents out there, if your kids hear anything about anything like that,
Rat them out.
Maybe you'd have a super sweet Cody Mac bundle coming your way.
Ooh, Cody Mac offering ransoms. I like it now.
Saying, if you hear about somebody that was wrecking some Halloween things or decided they were going to do some B&E,
mm-hmm.
your kids all know that. They all put a stuff on Snapchat and everything.
Yeah, and they'll brag to each other. Kids are dumb. Like, you're going to go and slap, like, what, how is that hurting you?
Right.
Like, I was a dick kid, but I was never like that.
Nope, I was going to, yep, that's what
you
I was going to say.
You respected other people.
Yep, I was a dick kid as well, but I was never destructive. I didn't destroy people's property.
No, man.
You know what I mean? Uh-uh. No.
Like, I didn't even break into old buildings because I felt guilty about that.
No.
I just had a bad attitude.
Yeah, yep, same. Same.
Well, Twitch mics are always on if you want to come hang in there. Bunch of new Raiders getting to experience this stupidity.
The Raiders.
Raiders. Twitchy Rockers cat typing to us. Meow, meow, meow.
Yep.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow.
Meow, meow. Original Joel, he died. He died a long time ago.
I didn't know he died.
Talking about that guy from the meme. The guy on the side of the bed with the big, you know, crank.
That is one of the biggest wieners I've ever seen.
It's Photoshop, though. It's originally not that big. So I'm ruining everything for you, aren't I? I went on a deep dive for that guy.
Why? Why is he not real?
He was real, but he passed away years ago, and then the photo went viral.
You sure, though? I think it's real. That is a real big old wiener.
Right.
Are you sure?
All right. Happy National Beer Day and National Potato Day.
Beard or beer?
Like beer, the beverage, beer.
Okay. I mean...
American Beer Day is a day dedicated to drinking brews made in America. Over 200 million barrels of beer are made in America every single year. Woo!
Wow. Although,
nice.
I haven't had a beer in a while.
I haven't had a beer in a long time.
Yeah.
I've been strictly spirits.
Yeah, I mean, we do, you know, Beer Friday and stuff, and I'll try a beer here and there, but yeah, usually.
Yeah, but
I like me some beer, but.
But a beer to get a buzz, I haven't had in a good amount of time.
Yeah.
I'd like to.
And now a potato, though, that makes something in which.
That key.
Catch a nice buzz.
Like I drink too much vodka, right? Like I too much?
No.
But I do.
I mean, what are you going through?
I don't want to say on the air.
Why? It's fine. I go through like a big one of those Recipe 21s at least a week.
Yeah.
But the way... Oh, I'm going to pull things.
What?
I'm going to pull cords. The way I can, you know, enable it is that it might sound like it's, oh man, that's so much booze, but it's not when you do comparisons of things. I don't pound beers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not doing that. It's literally just taking a couple shots. So whereas people will spend, you know, $30 on a 30 rack or $40-$50 on beer, I'm spending $15.99.
He's Cody, the enabler.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He tells you everything you're doing's fine.
You're good.
You're good. Yeah, I do. It's a good amount. It's a good amount.
Yeah, you're not getting the calories. You're just doing the vodka. I mean, my chasers are wherever that the calories come from. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, instead of getting home and cracking beers from the second I get home at, you know, 2 or 3,
yeah,
all the way to night, I don't do that.
All right.
So that's
I like that Cody justifies it because he's like, I'm not drinking beers all day.
Yeah.
I'm just drinking a bunch of shots.
Just shots casually throughout.
Then go night-night.
And it, yeah, right? And then you are okay because you wait. You've got self-control.
Yeah, I don't drink till right before bed.
Alcoholics, literally, the first thing that leaves their body is the will to have self-control.
Nah.
You don't have that problem.
I don't drink out of the house. I only drink at home.
I wait.
It's going. I keep waiting later and later because I've got so much damn work to do.
Right.
So I'll wait till like 8:30 sometimes.
See.
Have a cocktail.
And you're gonna go.
Then you're good.
Then you're good. See, that's why your sleep thing is all screwed up, bruh.
Because
you don't get.
I'm not getting that deep sleep.
Nope,
I know.
You don't get the good sleep when you're boozing. If you're boozing later, it's taking a lot of time. You're taking a much more of times. You're taking longer periods of time for your body to process stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas usually that slot of you're awake for an hour would be, you know, when you're awake.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're 2 hours later, it's 2 hours later into the night.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden your body at like 2 a.m. is like, hey.
We good?
We up or what's going on?
Text line says, Josh, your drinking should definitely slow down now that you have your own brand of whiskey. Not.
Yeah, right?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I never get high on my own supply. That's the rule.
That's fun, though.
I got a trunk full of it. You know what?
That's right there.
I don't touch it.
You got a trunk full?
I don't touch it.
Hey, real quick. Can I see your keys? I gotta grab something.
Did you
outside.
Like it? Do you want it? I'll give you a bottle.
No, that's real good. Yeah.
Then I'm going to give you a bottle.
I'll drink it.
Yeah.
Drink it right now. I'll just go again.
I'll give you one to go home because I want to know. You only had that one little sample in here. I want to know.
Two more. I had two right now.
from before.
It's the perfect size because one bottle. That get you there, baby. That get you there. You pull on that for a night.
He doesn't even know. It's
doesn't even show me your underwear.
You can't even tell if I've had it.
Jump the Wumba kicks off your 90s at 9. Cody and I play NBA Jam.
Well, I will anyway.
Oh my God! Fear leftovers. NASA has discovered evidence of water on the moon. NASA says it discovered a sunlit surface of the moon for the first time using their new stratospheric observatory for infrared astronomy.
On the moon? I thought they always found. No? Okay. I'm an idiot. Well, first they should probably try to land on the moon first.
Ooh.
Just saying.
The detection is very unique for molecular water, says smart people.
Says scientist guy.
without a thick atmosphere, water on the sunlit lunar surface would just be lost to space. So there's something, yet somehow we're seeing it. Something is generating the water, and something must be like trapping it there.
Like underground, or
maybe like an underground spring.
That's weird.
So it's in the, maybe it's in the moon.
So it's, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, is it something that's already under the surface and is being brought to the surface?
Well, I'll tell you, you don't need a NASA telescope to discover moisture with this next guy. Holy cow.
Some moisture to the surface. Your surface, your sheets, floors. Rugs, your towels.
He makes planet Earth the dampest goddamn planet anywhere, I'll tell you what.
He's got his own little terrarium down there.
Ricky Rainforest coming up next. It's Griff. Be excellent to each other.